My name is Andrew Sanchez. I am a messenger that I bring here to the church at Casa de Dios. And this small town, we are living in a small town. The industry is more about fishery, shrimping, and oystering. And I've been here born and raised all my life. I love Palacios. I'm born and raised, like I said, and I have many kin folks here. And my wife's also from Palacios. We were born and raised here. And we did travel. We lived in other towns, but there's no other place that I like really to come back to my hometown. And I always have liked it here. Mm-hmm. I belong to the Casa de Dios, the Presbyterian Church, and I love this church. I've been here since I married my wife. I was a Lutheran. But she was a Presbyterian, and then I became Presbyterian. So I've been serving this church. I oversee the church. I was a deacon, and I just love being here. The people in our church, it's a small group, but we all know each other well. We're born and raised here. It's just different from big churches to me. I rather prefer being in a small church than a big, huge church. Colleen is a real faithful lady. She is comes here once a month to give us communion. She always busy. She not just work with us in our church, but she also works in College Port. She works with the First Presbyterian in Palacios and here at the Casa de Dios. She's always here when we need her. A dedicated woman, a real godly woman. We appreciate everything she's done and what she does for other church to help us out in whatever we need.
She's got a special day coming up.
And mm-hmm. She's also have a birthday coming up. It'll be
the 13th of October.
And she'll be 90. She'll be 91 years old.
Isn't that amazing? 90. I didn't believe her when she told me.
And she's still strong at it. She travels, not just here, but the College Port is about 15 miles one way. Mm-hmm. So she does that all the time.
My name is Elizabeth Sanchez, and we're here at the Casa de Dios Presbyterian Church. I was born and raised here in Palacios and attended the church all my life. I'm a Sunday school teacher. I'm also an elder. To me, there's no other church like this. My mother used to say, I will never leave this church. They'd have to drag me out of here. I had a real godly mother who showed us what it was to believe in God, trust Him. My children were baptized here. My grandchildren came here. I still have 2, 3 that come to the church. This church means a lot to all of us that are here in any way that we can help or do. Like on Sunday mornings, there's breakfast for people that are homeless or don't have a place to go to. They come here, they know to come here, they eat breakfast. Some stay, some don't, they leave. But they're here on Sundays. And that's been a good thing, I think. It's been a good thing for the church and for the people in the community.
Can I ask a follow-up to that last part?
Sure.
Palacios, obviously a small town.
Yes.
Not a lot of people moving here. Mm-hmm. A lot of need.
Yeah.
Tell me about Greater Palacios, why you love it, why you're here, but also what are some of the challenges of a small town that a lot of the youth maybe leaves to Houston?
A lot of the challenges here is like...
Starting with what you love about Palacios and why you're still here.
I guess because we were born and raised here. We didn't go anywhere else. Our parents didn't. Not like it is now that you get in your car, you pack all your kids and you go somewhere, you're going on vacation. That wasn't us. My daddy was a shrimper. But my mother brought us faithfully to the church all the time. I can remember, and I still remember, and I tell the kids, when we had Christmas programs, everything was done in Spanish. We learned the verses in Spanish. They learned to direct. Everything was in Spanish. They appreciate that we were able to, we do both bilingual. And the kids that used to come here, there used to be a youth group. There was kids here, but they grew, they graduated, they moved away. But I really do, this is where we grew up. Our relatives were here. My sisters were here, my brother. We moved a lot because of his job. He was a market manager, so they moved him around. We decided to come back to Palacios where we had our relatives.
What are some of the challenges that the community faces?
I think some of the challenges in a small town is there's not anything for kids. They have to go out of town. Everybody has to go out of town, even to do grocery shopping, or you see a doctor out of town. And the kids, there's theaters in Bay City, bowling, because there's nothing here. We used to have two theaters, Rita.
The population is 5,000. It's been like that for years.
And we used to have two theaters, but that was it. We didn't have anything for amusement. And I think those are the challenges that we have now with this generation. There's nothing that they can do except get in trouble.
Yeah. Who is Colleen to you? Tell me about Colleen, starting with maybe her full name.
Colleen Claiborne is how we know her. She's been a wonderful lady. She has helped us out a lot. And like when our roof was leaking, she would get angry at Andy because she'd tell Andy, I told you to tell me what y'all need before we knew it. We had the help for the roof and other things. She's a faithful Christian woman, a godly woman. She comes here, rain or shine, on Sunday to bring the word and give us communion once a month. She does it in College Port. She's just been a great woman. We've known her for a while now, and she's always been like that. We love Colleen.
Yay. Anything else you care to add? That's great stuff. I wanted to keep it short. If not, we could talk for hours. I could listen for hours. I love doing this. Okay, I'm going to push